What was the biggest thing behind the decision to join Island Records? What was the band's mindset there?
Yeah, well, we hadn't been, we lived out the full life of our contract with Epic Records, which, when all was said and done, was about 17 years with them. And we didn't know how we were really going to proceed into the future. You know, we had had a particularly, I don't know if the right word is, it was a challenging last part of our career with the last part of the cycle with not going to land between the label and our management and interpersonally in the band. Everything was sort of uncertain, to put it lightly. So we decided that taking a break was a really important thing for us, so that, you know, we just wouldn't implode around all of the stuff that was going on. So the label deal came to an end, and we were off of our label, and we kind of were musing with the idea of going at it independently. And when I did my side projects, Sons of the Sea, I did that independently, and it was a lot of fun, but it was also a sort of crash course education in how much work it is to run your own record label and to do everything independently, not only like the actual groundwork and the legwork that needs to be done, but also just financially. It was pretty wild to take that on again. So I sort of brought some of that information into our conversation collectively with Incubus, and that wasn't the only reason, but, you know, we just sort of collectively put our heads together and decided that it would be best for us to have the help of a record label for this new project. So we kind of talked to a few different labels, and then we ended up sitting down with David Massey and the team with Island. And, you know, we had history with David Massey from years and years ago with Epic Records, and then so much of the current Island Records team was from Epic Records when we had a really great sort of working rapport with them. So it was very much like sorry, I'm just pouring some water. It was very much like a revisiting of old sort of good times with a record label when we decided to sign with Island. Sorry, that was a long answer.
That's okay. What was the creative process behind the new EP? How did you guys put the tracks together?
It's kind of funny how the whole thing came about, because even with getting signed and everything, we were still very much taking a break, quote unquote, from, you know, actively being Incubus and being on the road and everything. And then I was supposed to be on this sort of Broadway musical tour, Jesus Christ Superstar. And I was going to be gone all summer doing that. And so there were no plans to record with Incubus or anything. That show got canceled. And then right at the same time, a really amazing studio space opened up on the west side of L.A., and it was such a good opportunity. And then the serendipity of the show I was supposed to be on not happening, Michael and I started to kind of like muse, like, maybe this is some weird cosmic sign that we should be making music again. So we kind of just set up our stuff in this studio and just kind of started, you know, farting around and jamming with music. And a lot of really cool stuff started to happen really fast, as if there was some kind of like, There were tons of ideas already just sort of waiting to be birthed to life. So we kind of just we hadn't written music together in a handful of years. And so what happens is, I think, that we just put our heads together and stuff just happens. Magical.